True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There goes the smoke. And here come the Hurricanes. A spine tingling entrance that never gets old. Sending shivers down the spine. Miami in orange and white. And the Hurricanes are on the field at Hard Rock Stadium. It doesn't get much bigger than this. Miami and Notre Dame, a new era of college football about to get underway. Davis sends it high and deep, and we're underway at Hard Rock Stadium. Out of the end zone, and the Irish get the ball first and 10, 25 yards in. Third and one, Carr calls for the ball. He's going to run it himself. Oh, he's up to the side and brought down off the edge. Big play by Miami. A loss of 3 yards. Great play by David Blay. Penetrates the defense and knocks him down for a 3-yard loss. Empty backfield, back to throw. They rush four. Nice. He steps up. He throws toward the end zone. It is caught. It's caught for a touchdown. Malachi Toney has it for a touchdown. Miami strikes first. The new man makes an immediate impact. 6-0 Miami. Three receivers right side, kind of in a bunch route. With Toney, back to throw. Looking, throws toward the end zone. It is.
I've been chasing CJ for 2 years. Every time he enters a portal, man, I miss him. We finally got him.
Good for a touchdown. Daniels caught it in traffic, and they're going wild at Hard Rock Stadium. What a catch by CJ Daniels, who makes an announcement. He's here in Miami, and back one more moment of magic. Puts Miami in front 13-7.
CJ Daniels is an absolute pro, and it was funny. We're leaving the locker room. He's like, oh, just getting started, man. Just getting started. Let's keep this thing going.
Big time players step up in big games.
Second down and two from the Irish 43. Carr throws it out right side, deflected in the air. Still deflected in there. Intercepted. Intercepted by Bain. Bain's got it. He's off to the races. He's pushed out of bounds. Off a deflection. It's Reuben Bain with the biggest defensive play of the night. And Miami has the ball.
Bain with the play.
Second and goal from the 7. Carr with 2 touchdown passes. Quarterback draw. He runs. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame. They're with an extra point of tying the game. Back off the right hash mark, takes the snap. He gives to Brown. Brown slithers through, breaks the tackle to the 40-yard line.
Come on.
Brown still going, getting pushed by Cooper. They'll mark him down at the 40. Third down and two. Beck waiting for the snap. Here it is. He gives to Brown. Brown tries to slither his way through. He's pounding the ball forward, pounding forward. And I think he got the first down. A second effort. Not a third effort. It was a fourth effort. 44-yard field goal attempt for the lead. 3 points, 44 yards for the lead. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's going to be good. Carter Davis got it down the middle. He puts Miami in front, 27-24, with 1:04 to go in the game. 47-yard field goal for Carter Davis.
The Hurricanes have a new hero, and his name is Carter Davis.
Far back to throw. Steps up.
Got him.
Got a lot of pressure. T.J. Carter sacked. Miami got him. Mesidor's there. Bain is there. Blunt is there. Clock is running. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Notre Dame's trying to get off a play. 2 seconds to go. Can they get off a play? It's over. Miami wins. A magnificent finish. Carter Davis is the hero for Miami. 27-24 is your final score. Miami is celebrating. And Mario Cristobal has a collector's item and a signature victory against sixth-ranked Notre Dame. It's over at Hard Rock Stadium. And what a moment for Carson Beck. The coolest of the cool here tonight. And Carter Davis connects on the game-winning field goal. And Miami has defeated Notre Dame.
It's a little bit different in FM. 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. What a delightful holiday to talk a little football. What a delightful montage to relive it. I happen to be watching the game right now on ESPNU. They're replaying it. And we just got the audio version courtesy of brilliant night of play-by-play from Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow, and executive produced by Victor Bermudez. What a night it was. I want to say at the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium. I mean, we had to sweat it out a little bit last night when we probably shouldn't have had to, but bottom line, Canes defeat number 6 Notre Dame. Carson Beck looked excellent. This Malachi Toney, who I've come to find out is 17 years old. He was reclassified. He should be a senior in high school. He got reclassified, came out 17 years old. Unbelievable debut. Carson Beck, like I said, looked excellent. Reuben Bain looked like himself again. Carter Davis, the kicker.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that you weren't nervous after the first snap that got dropped. And then I don't know, for whatever reason, I was like, oh, this is Carter Davis. He's making everyone nervous. And his stats at FAU were terrible. And you're like, what? Why? I was so mad that Mario settled for, what was that, a 48 yarder at the
47,
end?
47. Yeah, 47, 46 yarder.
Oh, I was so mad that he settled for that. And Carter Davis, our hero, knocked that thing through with no problem. So we're going to talk a lot of Canes today, obviously. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And the NFL does begin this week. And so we will talk plenty on that. Solana joining us today from New York. He's up there for the Labor Day weekend. Crowder is off today. Jimmy's in studio. I'm in my home studios. Alex Dono will join us this afternoon. I listened to him post-game last night. Obviously, he does Locked On Canes as well. Joe Zagacki, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, he's going to join us today as well. I saw a tweet from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. And this was as the game was going on, and it looked like Miami was going to steamroll Notre Dame. It didn't look like there was a chance. I think they were up 10 with like 10 minutes to go. Barry Jackson tweeted out, "This is the blueprint unfolding before our eyes. A powerful offensive line that can stand toe-to-toe with a team with a bunch of top front seven recruits. A team that doesn't lose a beat going three deep at running back. A QB who can make all the throws and knows what he's doing. Playmakers at wide receiver," which, by the way, was a question mark coming in.
Yeah.
And Barry Jackson's right. I mean, this is the blueprint. Big guys who can stand toe-to-toe with SEC and Big Ten linemen. And that first drive of the second half, where they just rammed it down Notre Dame's throat, that was a thing of beauty. So last night, and we've done this before in the past, and I'm not going to put the cart in front of the horse, but last night felt special. It felt like you've got a quarterback who doesn't get rattled on the biggest of stages. I felt confident with Carson Beck. How often do you feel confident? And I'm not calling him a first-year quarterback because obviously he's not. He's been playing at the highest level for many years. But he's our first-year quarterback. And I felt confident from the jump that this dude had it going on. And Malachi Toney, I mean, he made me a believer in two plays. And from what I saw last night, the line can move bodies. It was something to watch. There was another tweet from Manny Navarro. He posted, "Mario Cristobal's focus when he was hired was to turn Miami into a physical SEC-type football team. The Canes just opened the third quarter." This is what I was talking about. "By ramming the ball right down Notre Dame's throat, that was as impressive a drive as any in the Cristobal era." And I felt that way too, because, you know, sometimes you come out, you're on adrenaline the first half, and then, you know, they kept, man, that second half, the beginning of that second half, man, did that feel good.
To be able to get the highlight touchdown right before half with CJ Daniels, epic, right? Like, okay, but you know you get the ball back. That drive, Hawk, to be able to not just go score, but to get the six and the seven, but also the way they did it, where it was like, okay, yeah, we're up in the first half. It's not going to be Clemson against LSU, where LSU comes out and bullies you in the second half despite some turnovers. We're going to come out and we're going right down your throats. That was unbelievable. I wish they had that same approach in the fourth quarter, up 10 with the ball, yeah, with 10 minutes to go, but whatever. Yeah. Like, we'll worry about that later. And whatever Malachi Toney's getting at NIL, I don't know, whatever it is, I want it quadrupled times 16 times 40. I want him here for the next 3 years. No questions asked. Keep that kid here for the next 3 years. He is an absolute stud.
I'm watching the CJ Daniels catch right now on ESPNU.
Oh,
I mean, is it possible to have the catch of the year in the first half of the first game of the season?
Well, you know, the Crowder is going to come and tell us, oh, did you see the Florida catch? But hey, guess what? It doesn't count if it's against Long Island University.
Long Island University.
It doesn't count. Doesn't
count.
Long Island.
So we'll get headlines. We're going to talk with Dono. I'll give you a Miami football report here. These are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Your Dolphins 2025 team captains. See if a name jumps out at you for not being on the list. Tua Tagovailoa, Zach Sealer, Alec Ingold, Jordan Brooks, Bradley Chubb, and Aaron Brewer.
No Liam Eichenberg? What?
That's right. No Jack Jones. Yeah, no
good,
Tyreek.
Man. Good.
Who is a captain? Yeah, it is good.
Good.
It is good.
Good on the Dolphins for having a backbone, right? Like, dude doesn't deserve to be. You don't get to quit on your team and say you're out and say you don't want to be here anymore.
100%.
no matter how good you are, he's the best player on the Dolphins. It's not even close. You don't get to be a captain. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of one of those Dolphins captains, how would you like the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with Zach Sealer, and he's on board. He'll speak at a school. Here's what you do. You go to WQAM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade, and you get a chance to win a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and take some pictures and give them a nice pep talk and a day to remember at school. So if you want the contest rules, go to WQAM.com. You want to enter, go to WQAM.com. The Hockman Burger is back.
Yeah. We'll
talk about that today. Very important month. And a little added bonus. I'll talk more about the Hockman Burger, but a little added bonus. $1 from every Hockman Burger sold this month will go to Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation. And I had asked John over at Tucker Duke's, like, the burgers of the month last month, remember, was the Colombiana. Like, what's a good sales number? So he said, like, 300 to 400 burgers of the month for the month. So I said, all right, let's shoot for 500. Let's shoot to sell 500 Hockman Burgers. And that'll be a nice $500 donation to the Russell Education Foundation. We know Twan Russell for a long time. He does great work in the community, and we'll have him on this week to talk about it. So Tucker Dukes in Deerfield Beach, they've got the Hockman Burger back, which is the old school Frito pie, if you remember those. So it's a burger, and it's got Fritos on it. and sour cream. Sour cream. And it's got the Fritos and the sour cream and the shredded cheese. It's not melted. It's sprinkled on like a taco, like an old Frito pie. I'll get into it. But it is a fantastic burger, and it's available. Today is the first day. It's at Tucker Duke's. They're only open until 4 today because of Labor Day. So Hockman Burger, go get yourself one. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Durrell VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we think it might be Notre Dame's ranking. I don't know. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagens, price like they lost their minds. Durrell VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Or Bama's as well.
Tell you what.
They're going to drop a little bit too.
Bama's going to drop. FSU, people are going to talk about them. Interesting.
You win against Alabama. You win against a top 10 team, an SEC school at that, Bama at that, the way that they did by 2 touchdowns, you're in the top 25. FSU is going to be ranked tomorrow when the rankings are released. Yeah.
Really, I love it. I know Florida played Long Island University, but to have, do you know every South Florida, every Florida team essentially won
except FAU.
Yeah.
No surprise there. No surprise.
FIU beat Bethune-Cookman, and USF, we know, handled their business. That week 3 matchup, isn't it week 3 that Miami plays USF?
Week 3, you've got Bethune Saturday, then you've got USF the following week, and then you have Florida week 4 here at Hard Rock Stadium. All of a sudden, Hawk, week 3, trap game before Florida?
Oh, my God. The trappiest of trap games in the history of sport.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking nervous about that USF game. That is the trappiest of trap games. You literally could not draw a trap game as well as this matchup between Miami and USF.
It's what we felt last year, though, going into USF. Everybody's hot pick that week was Miami on the road. Okay, Cam Ward's look good, but watch out, USF. And then in the second half, the Canes pulled away. The talent wasn't even close. Hawk, I really feel like what we saw from the Canes yesterday, no joke, everything we've been talking about in terms of Cristobal being able to recruit his type of guys, Joe Z called this last week with us, he called this the most Mario team that he's had since he's been here. Bro, you saw it yesterday. They can compete with anybody aside from Carson Beck. Like, just in the trenches, they can match up with anybody in the country. That's why Mario Cristobal was brought here. You saw it yesterday.
I mean, the lineman, it was staggering compared to what we've seen in the past. But also, like Carson Beck, like you mentioned, I mean, no turnovers. Many people have said that the Notre Dame secondary is one of the best in the country. So, thank you also CJ Daniels, but I mean, it was just such a fun game to watch up until the final 10 minutes of the fourth quarter where you're like, oh my God, Mario is Marioing. Like, this can't be.
Hey, Mario, you know what you should run here for 3 consecutive plays? An inside zone read. They'll never see it coming, bro. They'll never see it coming. I swear.
Crazy.
Hawk, by the way, when Crowder is back tomorrow, I want to do 4 hours on him talking about this Jeremiah Love. Oh, this Jeremiah Love, generational running back, generational talent. He's going to be a top 25 pick. How can the Canes up front be able to contain Jeremiah Love for 60 minutes? Dude ended with 33 yards on 10 carries. I mean, are you kidding me with this Jeremiah Love?
The question is he injured? Was he dinged up? Or was Miami's line that good? Because I listened to DBJ and Joe Zagacki talking about it postgame. I mean, it's you're going to have to watch Love throughout the rest of the season to know, obviously.
33 yards. And then they tried to get CJ Carr in like a little bit of a rhythm early. The first 3 plays for Notre Dame of the game were like these quick little passes out to the flats, screen passes, and they tried to get him into a rhythm. Hawk, no joke, outside of 2 just miscues by the Canes defense. CJ Carr just, he didn't really have it in that game.
That scrambling throwing touchdown that he had was just, I mean, that was a thing of beauty. And it was,
but
it was a breakdown in the secondary. I got you. But to keep your composure enough to zigzag that way and still have the wherewithal to find an open receiver, even though there shouldn't be an open receiver, like you got to tip your hat to him on that.
Absolutely. And I'm not even saying he played poorly. I'm sure he's very talented. He'll look better week 10 than he did yesterday. But you can't compare like Carson Beck stepping up in the pocket. He started 7 of 14 and then he completed 12 consecutive passes yesterday at one point. Like he's just on another level, man.
Just felt confident. I can't describe it any other way that no matter what the situation was, which is why I got a little annoyed when I wanted to get them to get closer at the end. Like he's getting a lot of NIL money and we're just kind of like, oh, 48 yards away. Just, you know, a couple of quick little runs up the middle that, you know, aren't going to go anywhere. And I was a little annoyed by that, but all worked out in the end. Man, today's show would have felt different if, if that collapse ended up with an L. I mean, I don't know what I would have been a, I don't know how I would have been able to exist after, you know, 3.5 quarters and then that.
10-point lead, 6 minutes to go, and all of a sudden it's tied 3 minutes later of game time. And Hawk, that was shaping up, correct me if I'm wrong here, that was shaping up for a missed 47-yard field goal.
Oh,
Notre Dame, a la Georgia Tech in Miami, three quick passes, game-winning field goal or game-winning touchdown. And we're all in tears. Like, that's how that was shaping up. Thank God that the Hurricanes kicker has some stones down there, man. Brother. Some
FAU
stones.
Represent.
Inter Miami lost yesterday in the final. Just to wrap up headlines quickly here. They lost yesterday in the final. And as a very proud Uruguayan, just a shameful day today. A very shameful day that the guy who represents our beautiful country down south is an absolute lunatic, sore loser, baby in Luis Suarez. Who
don't spit on someone, Luis Suarez. How about that? Like, be angry and be upset. How about you don't spit on someone?
Crazy, man. Just crazy. It was disgraceful watching that. Inter Miami gets back to MLS play, but they do lose the League's Cup final yesterday and just flat out outplayed by Seattle. Los Modelins took it to the Mets. As you know, I'm a New York Hawk, and Mets fans very, very upset up here in New York. They won two straight. Sandy on the bump yesterday, just outstanding. They had a benches clearing thing. It wasn't a brawl. It was a benches clearing or dugout clearing thing, but nothing ended up happening.
I love watching the bullpen hustle out when it's already over.
It was so dumb, though. Like, it was whatever. But the Marlins are back at it. They're in the nation's capital. Today they will play the Washington Nationals at 6:45. And tonight we are
not 6:45, Jimmy.
No, they're playing now.
All right. Oh, I thought it was an
afternoon game. My bad. And those are your
hands. Put that game on, or should I keep watching? I'm going to keep watching this Canes Notre Dame game.
And tonight,
14-7 right now, Canes third quarter.
We are all massive, correct me if I'm wrong, Hawk, TCU Horned Frogs fans. Like, are we preying on the demise of Belichick?
I don't know. I'm kind of just interested in the story. Like, either way, it's going to be interesting, right? Zach Gelb had tweeted something out. Like, this is the greatest hot take night ever. Because if UNC romps, it's like, how did Belichick not get a job in the NFL? And if they get their asses kicked all over the field, it's like, I forget what his girlfriend's name is. Oh my God, she's ruined one of the greatest coaches in football history. Like, I just want to watch it play out. I'm not certain I have a rooting interest.
Jordan Hudson, by the way.
Jordan Hudson,
who filed for a trademark gold digger, which is just, that's great.
Hey, everything lean into it. Why not? Lean into it.
Your weather. Right now in Long Island, it's a beautiful day. Happens to be gorgeous. Yeah, 78 degrees. But as for Miami, 86, sunny and very cloudy later on this afternoon. That's your weather.
Alex Dono is going to talk Canes with us.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, before we talk a little football with Alex Dono, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Alex Dono's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is one of the foremost Miami Hurricanes experts locally. You can watch him on the Locked On Canes pod. You hear him on this radio station hosting the Hurricanes postgame show. I was telling Dono off the air. I was listening to it last night. It was 1 a.m. I happened to be in the car, and I'm listening to Dono. 1:30 a.m, I'm in the mood for a big plate of pork for some reason. I don't even eat pork, but the guy can't stop talking about the pork studios or whatever. Who's the studio sponsor?
It's Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
Yeah, better care, better pork. I mean, I'm driving around 1:30. I'm like, man, is there anywhere open to get some pork? Because this guy's talking about it. I'm in a good mood because of the Canes. I got to get myself some pork. So, Dono, it got a little dicier at the end than it probably should have. But let's set aside that part for a moment and just say, what an incredible way to start the season. What an incredible victory.
This is the biggest win Mario Cristobal has as Miami Hurricanes head coach.
Uh-oh, you know, prior to
this one, you know, he had a nice blowout win at Florida last year, had that win against Clemson a couple of years ago. But I mean, this is, you're going up against the number six team in the nation who just played in the national championship game last year. And the most impressive part about it to me, guys, was that Miami was able to really out Notre Dame in a lot of ways. When you think about the way that the Fighting Irish usually win games in the Marcus Freeman era, especially, right, they're usually going to have a big advantage running the football. And all offseason long, all that I heard about was, hey, Jeremiah Love is a projected top 10 pick, and Jadarian Price is incredible. It's the best running back duo in the country. Credit to Miami. They held those two guys to a combined 78 yards. And Miami, as a team, outrushed Notre Dame 119-93, which a lot of folks outside of South Florida didn't think would happen, that Miami could outrush Notre Dame. Now, of course, you know, down here, we're aware of the offensive line that Mario Cristobal has built and the talent Miami has in the backfield. I mean, Mark Fletcher had an important game from Miami. You know, Jordan Lyle got a little banged up in the game. I think he's going to be okay. And then you had the emergence of Marty Brown, the transfer from North Dakota State, who I thought was probably the best even of the three. You know, scored the touchdown, picked up those big yards in the third quarter. So Miami outrushed Notre Dame, and they also won the turnover battle. I mean, Notre Dame last year, plus 18 in turnover margin, among the very best in the country, and Miami goes plus two in that win. And something that, you know, I expected and I was cautiously optimistic about was clearly having the advantage at quarterback with Carson Beck's experience. And a huge objective for me and for all of us heading into that football game was, not only does Carson need to take care of the football, and he did that. No turnovers, not even any really turnover-worthy throws. I mean, he was just very poised the way he saw the field and got it to his playmakers. And he hit some big throws as well, right? Because you knew you would have to go downfield a little bit to create separation. And, you know, the way 17-year-old receiver Malachi Toney stepped up, 82 yards and a touchdown, leading Miami in receiving. I mean, that's got to be one of the best true freshman receiver debuts of all time, given the opponent and the situation. CJ Daniels had that just unbelievable one-handed grab for a touchdown. And, you know, obviously, Hawk, you mentioned that the game got a little dicey in the fourth quarter when Miami got very conservative offensively. But I will say, credit to the defense for showing up and playing complimentary football in a way we didn't see last year. Because if you're in that same situation last season where the offense is getting three and outs because they're running up the middle three straight times, putting it in the hands of the defense, last year happened time and time again, the defense was going to let you down and allow the game-winning touchdown or game-time field goal, whatever. This time around, they became ferocious, and the defense played well all game, by the way, except for, you know, you had a couple of negative plays. The 62-yard pass that was allowed was a miscommunication, but overall, they played really well. And then on that final possession, when you needed Reuben Bain the most, he steps up. Akeem Mezidor steps up. And Bain also had the interception in the game, which was huge. I think this is, and I said it to you guys before the season started, I think this is the most like deep and balanced roster that Cristobal has had in Miami, because really everything, offense, defense, and special teams contributed to this win.
Donna, when we talked to you last week to preview the game, whether it was Wednesday or Thursday, I had told you something Joe Zagacki had told us, that this was the most Mario team that he had in Miami. Did you come away yesterday saying Mario has finally built the type of team that he had for years over at Oregon? Whether or not they're going to go win an ACC championship or be in a playoff, we'll find out, right? But as far as him being one of the best recruiters in the nation and him finding those big dudes that are just mesmerizing when they walk off the bus, like, did you come away from the game yesterday feeling confident that Mario has built this team the way that he needs to go compete with teams like Notre Dame, the top teams in the country?
100%. And again, it's funny because, you know, Miami, and it was J.D. Piquel from On3 Sports that I said it best, that Miami beat Notre Dame at their own game. But remember, that's Mario Cristobal's game. Like, when it comes right to having a team that's going to win on both sides of the line of scrimmage, which Miami did yesterday, and having a team that's going to outlast you and really out-tough you for four quarters. And like you said, Solana, literally the size and strength of the players is going to have a lot to do with that. And I think this is the start of what's going to be a monster year for Reuben Bain. I know he had a tough year last year, primarily due to injury. He played through an injury all season long, and he also probably got a little too heavy last year in like the 285, 290 range. Bain is down to 270, and it shows. Like there was a hot second where I thought he was going to take that interception all the way back for a touchdown. Like he was moving, but I mean, he's still a big guy at 270 with a lot of strength. I thought Miami's defensive tackles did well. You know, Justin Scott, you know, forced a fumble on the first turnover. And, you know, going again, talk about the size. I mean, Miami's top three running backs, and you could see how important that power was. I mean, Mark Fletcher is like 6'3", 225. Marty Brown is 5'11", 220, and he's got that really good balance and great center of gravity. You know, Jordan Lyle is up to 205, and he's like the smallest of the backs, but he's still a 205-pound load to tackle. So, yeah, I mean, this is a Mario Cristobal team. But I like the fact that it's not only a Mario Cristobal team, but I think it's a good marriage in terms of a little bit more innovation on offense, because I think Shannon Dawson, you know, his approach really shows the way Mario has evolved. Because in the past, people would think of a Mario offense more of being like a straight up 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of thing. But being able to get the sparks in the passing game as well with Dawson, who's not a pure air raid guy, but he comes from that air raid coaching tree, I think is a really good complement to kind of the traditional Mario Cristobal style. And yeah, I said it before the game and I'll say it again. Obviously, Cam Ward was one of the best individual players we've ever watched at Miami, but I think this team can overall be better than the team last year.
I think a lot of people had that feeling after yesterday, which was weird because I don't think we expected to have that feeling. Now, I know it's just one game. We're all high on it. Could have easily gone another way, by the way, than epic collapse, but we come out of there with the W over a higher-ranked team and looked good while doing it. So there's hubbub about this team nationally after 1 week. There was a tweet from Pat McAfee watching the game, and he says, "I've only seen four quarters. We're currently 45 minutes away from September starting." Obviously, this was like right at the end of the game last night. But congrats to Miami on making the college football playoffs. That was his take after watching one game. What do we do with this, Dono? We need to see a lot more, or are we feeling inordinately confident about what we're seeing based on last night?
I mean, I know that what McAfee said is the last thing Mario Cristobal wants his team thinking about. I can tell you that he doesn't he doesn't want that talk trickling into the facility, because he does not want his guys to let up. And listen, again, like it wasn't perfect. I mean, they got very conservative in the fourth quarter. The game got dicey, but I mean, it's hard to be perfect, especially against an opponent like Notre Dame. And it's that could end up being the toughest opponent Miami has all year. Florida State looked good against Alabama, obviously, and you got them on the schedule. USF looks surprisingly good against Boise State on Thursday.
Solana and I were talking about, isn't that setting up to be a huge trap game? Don't you feel like that?
Yeah.
USF game week three they've got
Florida right before they play us. Like credit to USF for playing a big boy schedule. They play 25th ranked Boise State, then they're playing 15th ranked, will probably be ranked higher when they face them, Florida, and then Miami, who's going to be probably in the top five. That's the way USF starts their season. Listen, I think my message would be, more of that. If they keep that same mentality and they keep playing the way that they played on Sunday night, this should be a college football playoff team, especially now that they've already collected a dub in, on paper, what might be the toughest game they play all year. But I'm not going to get complacent, as a fan of the team and somebody who covers the team, because I also understand that last year this team started 9-0 and they still managed to miss the college football playoff. So it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And that's what they need to find consistency. You hope you have good luck on an injury front, of course. But I also think, you know, Cristobal has done a good job with the way he's recruited and done the transfer portal, that this is a deep football team, but still you want to, you know, avoid serious injury as much as possible if you're going to have an opportunity. And just, you know, you can't let up mentally, because you know, what happened specifically against Syracuse last year, that was inexcusable. Okay. They never should have blown that 21-0 lead. So I'm not going to get complacent, guys. I mean, the eye test obviously tells you Miami should be one of the top 12 teams in the country for the rest of the season, but they have 11 more opportunities to earn that.
What's funny is there's this stretch where you play USF, Florida, and then you're on the road at FSU. But what scares me more than anything, Dono, on this schedule, just because we're all Hurricanes fans who have lived in this ACC era, is the Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State stretch. And then good luck, Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh to close out the season. Like, get through your ACC schedule. Losing to FSU on the road isn't going to keep you out of the college football playoff. Losing to those teams will. But really quickly, Dono, I think the big question with Carson Beck, aside from how's he going to look, is he going to look composed? He proved that. Who's he going to throw the ball to? Who's he going to trust more than anything in a big-time play? And Malachi Toney stepped up. CJ Daniels had that, like, top 10 catch, maybe catch of the year contention already. But did you feel like he already established the guys that he's going to feel comfortable with in those big-time moments? Or do you still think, you know, there's other guys who we didn't really see too much of yesterday that could still step up on that level?
I do feel that way to the latter part of your point, because there were a couple times when, like, he was really close to connecting with JoJo Trader, and he was really draped by Notre Dame's cornerbacks who are really good, Leonard Moore and Christian Gray. Like, these guys will be playing on Sundays probably next year. I expect we're going to see more. We're going to see a lot more of JoJo Trader. And I also one thing that did surprise me, and I'm not going to complain after a victory, but only one catch for Elijah Lofton. I thought that was a surprise, because when I was thinking about all my keys to the game pregame, one of my big keys was, you know, Elijah Lofton could be a difference maker just because he's so versatile. You don't know where he's going to line up. So he's hard to cover. Like, he's hard for defensive coordinators to account for, because you don't really know where he's going to be. You know, I'm sure if I were to go back and watch every offensive rep, I'll probably notice some things like, wow, an incredible block. I didn't notice he did this, that, and the other. But as a receiver, he was not a big part of that game yesterday. So I expect more of that moving forward. And I do think you're going to see a little more, you're going to see more guys on the receiving core hitting the stat sheet. But you clearly saw separation, like Malachi Toney. And if you see some of those double moves that he was running, like, that's a guy you're going to be able to trust for the next, you know, 3 years, hopefully 4 years, but the next 3 years, to be consistently getting open. And CJ Daniels is obviously a trustworthy target, but I do, Solana, I do think we're going to see more, you know, once you start going up against defenses that aren't as good as the one you faced yesterday.
True or false, Malachi Toney, best college football performance of a player still young enough to get the free cookie at Publix?
I gotta say true. And somebody, I don't have the stat in front of me, but somebody sent me something on X yesterday that reminding that, you know, Malachi Toney had a bigger and better freshman debut than Jeremiah Smith had last year, and that Ryan Williams at Alabama had. So, I mean, so far, so good. I'm not necessarily saying
he's on the map nationally after last night. He is on the map nationally after last night.
Yeah, you saw everybody was tweeting. I mean, you know, Antonio Brown was tweeting.
Saw Michael Irvin on the sideline. I mean,
yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah.
Alex Dono, check out Locked On Canes podcast. Listen to Dono all season long on the post game. Aperol spritz on me tonight, Dono.
Thank you. And I did have one earlier this weekend, so I'll have to double it up. I'll send you
drink
the bill.
Of the summer. Is it still, I guess, after Labor Day? Is it still summer? Are we?
I'll be drinking them in January. So
me too. There's never not a right time for an Aperol spritz. All right. See you, Dono.
See ya.
There you go, Alex Dono, Locked On Canes. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.